Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I'm excited. We're moments away from the kickoff of the 2017. I guess it'll be. Isn't it the 2016 National Championship game? Yes, it's played in 17, but this is for the 16th. This is 2016. So is that weird? Like, okay, so it's play. You played all of your games in 2016, but the championship is in 2017. So how do you characterize that? Like in sports, you're like the 2013, 2014 NBA champs, whatever. But this, I don't know. It's kind of odd. But all I know is Alabama and the Tide are getting ready to play each other. I mean, Alabama, the Tide taking on Clemson. It's going to be a good game. Got it on ESPN. I was sick of watching Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper and everybody else up there. And I don't watch Fox, and I don't watch MSNBC, and I try not to watch most of these things. Can I just say, I always thought Fox was kind of inventive, and I think the way they did a lot of things was cool. Tucker Carlson is not your cool. Like, that just goes to show you, you are looking for that 70-plus-year-old white male, and this is the best way to do it. Because she was too antagonistic. And I don't think she bought everything that went into the Fox way. But I always thought, I figured they would have found somebody else. Like, that's what you do, right? You innovate, you try, you go young, you look for, you're looking to innovate. You're looking to cultivate new audience. So you bring people in that can do that. You don't do what MSNBC and bring in Rowan or whatever his name was. You know, what the hell is his name? Ronan Farrow? Is that Ronan? You don't bring that in. Yeah, that you know, not... Yeah, not that he's a bad guy. It just wasn't going to work in a situation like that. But you can find something else. But I don't think Tucker Carlson's your answer. That's what I got to say. That's what I got to say on that. So last night, speaking of not having the answer and out of touch with stuff, the Golden Globes last night. I really don't care about the Golden Globes. I don't care who won. La La Land won 7, right? I think Viola Davis won for Fences. Which best supporting actress, which is great. But of course, Meryl Streep's all anybody's can talk about. And we could sit here and talk about this stuff. You know, Mark Wahlberg came out and really, he hit it on the nail when he was talking about the fact that, you know, Hollywood's out of touch with the common sense working man and what they do in America. That's the truth. I mean, that's all you need to say. Hollywood, anytime you see these award shows, they're not for you and I. The red carpet's for you and I. The award shows is for them. It's self-gratifying. It's all about their egos. It's all about that's what these award shows are for. And last night, they got to do what they did, which is yap their traps about stuff that we don't care about. Like Tom Huddleston, you know, he, first of all, you know, if you don't know who he is, he's Loki. He plays Loki in the Thor movies. He is, he's been in a lot of stuff. You'd recognize the guy. I think he won something last night for Night Manager or something of that nature. And he gave himself a little, you know, speech, and he kind of, you know, talked about his talent and whatnot. I don't care about that. Like that, you were probably the most honest person up there last night was you. Was you. You were the most honest person because you talked about the stuff that we already think about you guys. Like Hillary, we already think you guys think this about the rest of America. You just showed it last night. Hollywood's out of touch the way that DC's out of touch. They're out of touch with America. They don't understand America. They don't understand. Why did Hillary Clinton lose? Because she was so out of touch. Because the left side of the aisle has hyper-focus on issues like, you know, gender equality and you know, the misogyny. Like, we got to take away the misogyny when it comes to gender equality. We got to stop men from being men. We need to roll that back. And trans issues and all of these snowflake-like issues, they have so hyper-focused on that. And while Trump did a lot of stuff, and he jacked the pooch in a lot of ways when it came to this, what he did do was, to that middle America that gave him the election, that really pushed it over for him, because he wasn't winning either the coast. But that middle America, they heard jobs, right? They heard economy. again, if you're struggling to feed your family, right? You and your wife are working three jobs between the two of you, and one of you is going to school, and you got two kids, and you're doing the best you can to keep food in, you know, in the house and lights on and all of that stuff. You don't care who goes into what bathroom at that point in time. You don't care about that kind of stuff. You don't care who gets to marry who. You don't care about any of those things. You care about that stuff. And that's why she lost, because she's out of touch. She didn't lose because the Russians threw it for her. She didn't lose because the Russians came and somehow magically changed everybody's ballots. She didn't lose because they, you know, the WikiLeaks came out. She lost because she's so out of touch, just like Hollywood, with what it is to be a real human being. What it is to wake up at 6 in the morning, get the kids ready for school, get yourself out the door, have to pay bills, live paycheck to paycheck. They're lost because of that. And she showed it last night. She showed it. Then you got this lady in San Francisco, the CEO, who is come out and lambasted the middle class of America. I mean, the Midwest of America, and tore them apart. Now, she's somewhat half-assed apologized, but she's essentially called everybody in the Midwest xenophobes, homophobes, racist. You know, you name it, she's called them, because where she's from, she's more inclusive and she's more open, and her belief system is far better. Again, this is one of those things where these people want to tell you what it's like to be them, and you should follow suit. Now, if they do other things, if they say other things, if they live their life a little bit different, that's okay, because superior brain power is what they possess over you. They are that much better than you are. This lady, her name is Melinda Barely, I think, from Timeshare CMO. She is the CEO, the founder of this. And she came out, and what she wrote, look, it's one of those things where this is exactly what a lot of people on the coast feel, what people in Manhattan feel, what people in Silicon Valley, San Francisco, what people in Los Angeles, what people in Hollywood feel. Now, I'm not going to say the same thing about San Diego. I'm not going to say the same thing about Sacramento. I'm not going to say the same thing about Florida. But I'm just saying the biggest cities that have this kind of attitude, that people in the Midwest are literally, you know, they're just as dumb as they come. That's the way they feel. That is the attitude these people have. And when she wrote what she wrote, which is, if you wrote this, I mean, let's just flip the script. You write this and you put in here the things that she did. If you did this for, say, race, if you did this for gender, if you said the things you said towards any of these other things, the insanity that the left would have, you would lose it. This is how she starts it. One thing middle America could do is to realize that no educated person wants to live in that crap hole with stupid people, especially violent, racist, and or misogynistic ones. When big corporations think about where to put a call center, factors, development centers, etc., they also have to deal with the fact that those towns have nothing going for them. No infrastructure, just a few bars and a terrible school system. You're insulting a group of people, not just a group of people, like we've got five people over here. You're insulting essentially east from Santa Monica all the way to jump over Chicago, because we'll leave them, right, until you get to Manhattan. That's the way that this person looks at this. You don't have art. You're not progressive. You don't have theater. Because for us to grace you with our presence, for us to show up at your place, I'm going to need a theater. I would like you to have Hamilton, if that's possible. Just because life is simpler, just because it doesn't look like you think it should look like, doesn't mean they're stupid. I've been all over this great country, and I will tell you this. I prefer the way that people in the Midwest act, 99 times out of 100, to the way the people in the big cities act. Are things a little slower for people who've grown up in this kind of world? Yeah, absolutely. But is that a bad thing? And just because somebody goes to church, likes guns, and drives a truck, and works with their hands, and instead of going, quote unquote, to the theater at night, would rather go to their local drinking hole and have a drink and watch a little football, doesn't mean that person's a moron. But this is what the people feel like in a lot of these places. That anybody who doesn't do what they do, anybody whose belief system isn't on par with theirs, who doesn't buy hook, line, and sinker every idea they have, these people right here think you're morons. This is why she lost the election. She was so blind as to what people felt. And by the way, Anthony, producer Anthony, producer Phil and myself, and every other human being out there, we could see why she was losing it. But the people on the left kept pushing ideas out there that were progressive because that's what you had to do because Bernie Sanders, you know, ginned a lot of people up and got them excited and you have to go further. But she was blinded to it. Jobs. People want security. They want to feel safe. They want to have that kind of bedroom 50s feel back in the day when they thought America's middle class was the chuggering along and building this great nation. They want that again. They don't care about the bathrooms. They don't care about who you want to marry. They don't care about any of that stuff. They want stuff like that. Those things are important. But no, people are blind to it. This is how they really feel. They think where you're from is some redneck, back-ass community where you guys are humping your cousins and you're breeding and you're racist. This is what they feel. By the way, many times in my life when I've gone to a lot of these shishi events, talk about not inclusive for all the inclusivity of it all. I lived in San Antonio, and I will tell you this right now. Everybody's like, where do you go to Texas? Just big redneck community with just, you know, that's all you guys do, drive trucks and, you know, and ride bulls. It's a big redneck community. I lived in San Antonio, the most inclusive place I've ever lived in my life. The most inclusive place I've ever lived in my life. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Get a lot of texts about this. You can also call us, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Now, let's get this party started.
Obviously.
I feel exactly the same way, but the opposite.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
People texting me. You text the show, 323-538-2423. Talking about the Golden Globes and all these things. Texter writes in, we're talking about, do you really care about what Hollywood has to say? He says, not at all. Whether it's Meryl Streep or John Voight, who leans to the right, I'm too busy working to pay my bills and living life to care. But the fact that a person who has soon become the busiest person in the world with the most responsibility and the biggest spotlight on his every word and action does care. Now, frankly, worries me. He's got more pressing issues and will command his attention than harsh words by someone who paid to recite words written by someone else. I understand that. And look, it realize this, too. With him, and this is my thing, is he, I'm not, he plays a lot of games on Twitter, Trump. Not always, you know, he plays a lot of games on Twitter, and I think he's going to push him, he's going to push and pull a lot of people on Twitter to a certain extent. And I think he does that because, you know, last night, first of all, he's being torn apart left, right, and center. When you attack Hollywood, though, and their attitudes and their morals and whatnot, you do it in such a way that it also gets your people excited. He's not the president yet, and I'm hoping when he becomes president, he'll be a lot more choosy about firing off certain things. But this is a guy who has an attitude at times and an ego, and he lashes out. And I bet you he is going to do that over and over again. And you'll see that. Somebody needs to take away the Twitter. They could tell him, dude, you can tweet 10 minutes a day. That's it. You get one, maybe two tweets, and we're done. 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening, and then we're done. You can't be tweeting 24/7. Just to let you know that. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. It is so. Yeah, it is. It is. I had somebody else who just texted me talking about, and we're going to get to it later, about Maybelline's new pick for a spokesmodel and their move towards inclusivity. And I want to talk about it, but it's going to need more time than just like this 30 seconds, because it is interesting. And at the same time, it's another one of those things where, is this who we are now? And should we be celebrating something as I'm always amazed at people. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, do you really believe that you're excited about something? Or are you doing it just because you don't want to look like a person who's a horrible people? And if you don't know who the new Maybelline person is, we will explain it to you. But it is, again, I don't know if it's big and bold or if it's just a noise-making kind of situation. I can't tell. Some people say it's big and bold. Other people won't say it's big and bold. I'm not quite sure. Watching the football game, national championship going on, Clemson and Alabama. And it's so funny. I told Phil, I got up to go get a drink. I was gone for 30 seconds. The game hadn't even kicked off. By the time I get back, Alabama's punting. They went through the three downs in like 2 seconds. Like, where was I? They're running the no huddle? Goodness me. And Phil will agree. If you didn't see the football hit this week, Matt Moore, who's the quarterback of Miami yesterday, took a hit so bad it was like watching a train run over a styrofoam cup.
It was brutal.
It was brutal. And it's brutal to watch over and over again, but you have to watch it. It is. And he said, man, I got my bell rung. But why were you back in the game? That's what I want to know. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. Love getting your text message. I want to talk about the new spokesperson for Maybelline and how people are supposed to feel about this, plus what's happening in California prisons that's got my eyes going, huh? Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
In the rush to be inclusive, Maybelline has hired its first male campaign star. His name is Manny Gutierrez, and he is he's the new Maybelline person. I don't get it. I don't. We've talked a bit about it before, about, you know, things that men have done in the past for ads, whether it be Joe Namath and football players wearing legs, or whether it be, you know, what was the Strong Enough for a Man but Made for a Woman? We that's one thing. This is something wholly different. And this is that, you know, that blurring of that line again, of that gender, you know, pansexual, heteroflexible, cisgender, wackadoo gender, no gender, gender normalities, gender neutral, agender. Yeah. P. Diddy, you know, whatever you want to call. I don't get it. And look, if it works, great. I myself, call me an old fashioned dude, right? And get ready for this. Look, don't think that male cosmetics aren't coming sooner rather than later, right? Don't think that they're not coming. So they are coming sooner rather than later. And I know there's some out there, but in a much bigger way, because I don't know if this is a blurring of the world that we want to live in now, that, you know, we are taking men and making them more effeminate. You're having that problem in China right now where the little boys are more effeminate than they've ever been, and they're now having, you know, classes teaching them how to be little men, and the books that they're learning from are specifically geared towards boys. And it, I don't know. I mean, it, this androgynous thing that is, it's so weird. It's, I don't get it. I mean, I just don't get it. And maybe that's me. Maybe I don't understand people. Maybe I just don't get it. Maybe I'm a bad guy here. It's possible. But no. And again, to each their own. I'm just like, what's the point here? Like, what are you? My thing to Maybelline is, as you're trying to become more inclusive, and again, you're going to get cheers from everybody, and it'll be great because that's all that matters. But as all of this stuff happens, what is your point? That you could put lipstick on anything and make it look like a girl? Because if you look at when he's done up, he looks kind of like a girl with short hair. Is that your point? Or is it to that you can soften a man? I mean, I'm trying to figure out from a point of view, what are you trying to do? Are you saying to women who aren't that pretty, look, this guy, look how pretty we made him, right? So maybe you can put lipstick on a pig. Is that their new slogan? Maybelline, maybe you can put lipstick on a pig. I don't know. That's my thing. And I know people are going to be upset. And they're going to be like, Chad, you're a Richard for saying this kind of stuff. You're an absolute jerk. You're all of these things. I'm just curious about what the end game is here. Right? The end game is what? What is it? I mean, just curious. I mean, I'd love for somebody to text me and tell me. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. 24-23. We go from there, and again, it's all about inclusivity, and it's all about doing the great things. It's all about this, and it's all about that. And you got California. We talked about it today. I do a local show in Sacramento at KST, and we talked about this today. And California is going to pay for the first gender reassignment surgery. The first gender reassignment. A 57-year-old, who, by the way, her name is Shiloh Heavenly Queen or Qine, or I'm not quite sure. But I'm looking at her, and she is, by the way, not the new face of Maybelline. Look, okay, let's just be honest, all right? And this is not going to be very PC here, but I'm okay with it. There are some people out there who aren't pretty no matter what sex they are. I think, is it fair to say that? They're not a handsome lad, and they're not a handsome woman. This would be one of those ones where maybe Manny can get over to the prison and do it. Look, I don't care what you are. I don't care what, you know, if you want to identify with 65 genders and we have to look up exactly what you're telling me you are and you want to be identified as that, I don't care. What I do care about is it costs a lot of money. These things aren't cheap, and I do not believe that a person who killed somebody for $80 and some cocaine, a father of three, should be getting taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery. No, I don't feel like I'm a jerk. No, I don't feel like I'm a horrible person. No, I don't feel like any of those things. And anybody who comes out here and says anything different, I don't give a rat's ass. I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay for your pension, and I sure in hell don't want to pay for your gender reassignment surgery. And I say pension because California is one of those pension places where everybody's got a pension that works for the state or the city, and that taxpayers pay and continue to pay and continue to front. And now they got to do this. And the people that have come out and fight and say this is about respect. No, this person killed somebody. This person murdered somebody. This person's only contribution to society of note was murdering another person, and now will spend the rest of their lives in prison. That's it. And let me ask you this, right? Here's something for you. Producer Phil, think about this for just a second on this one. You're straight, right? You're a straight dude, and you're in prison, and you're going to be there forever. Would you want to have gender reassignment surgery so you could go to the female prison?
No.
Really? You're never getting out.
No.
I don't know, man. Would you rather be a lesbian as a straight dude? I mean, that is the ultimate hoo-yah! I gotcha! It's a question. Somebody's going to send me a text, tell me what a horrible person I am. But look, the reality is three hots in a cot. That's what you get. You're in prison forever. You're costing us umpteen hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep you there for your life, and millions of dollars by the time you pass away. And I don't think it's fair that the taxpayers should fund this when there are people that aren't in prison that don't get to have this surgery. But because you killed somebody, you get to have this surgery because this is somehow your right. I don't think we should pay for Chelsea Manning's. I sure in the hell don't think we should pay for Shiloh Heavenly. I don't think we should pay for any of this stuff. What's next, right? A woman's in prison. She wants bigger breasts. A guy that's overweight in prison wants the weight loss surgery. What is it that we have to go through now? What's going to cost us? And while this isn't a ton of money when you look at the overall budget, it's the thought process of it all. And the fact that the people are willing to do these kind of things, willing to sue and willing to take them to court over something like this because they feel their rights are being violated because we're not treating them as who they want to be. Well, you know what? We wanted you to be a law-abiding citizen. You chose not to be. So now we want you to be a prisoner. Not a female prisoner, a prisoner. If you want to feel like you're a prisoner that's a female prisoner, I'm a female prisoner inside of my own body, inside of a prison. Well, that's crazy. That's a Pandora's box right there. Again, do what you want in your own mind. Don't ask me to pay for it. That's the way I've always been on a lot of stuff. I don't want you to pay for anything of mine. I'm not going to ask you to pay for anything of yours. That's it. And by that, I mean the insane stuff. It's the issues with abortions, right? Like, you know what? If Planned Parenthood got rid of abortion, would you care as much? Would you? If Planned Parenthood got rid of abortion, you wouldn't care. Not that they got rid of abortion, just that Planned Parenthood, who gets federal money, doesn't take it. Well, maybe that's okay then. That's what I'll get. This is insane. And it's taxpayer funded, and it's going to cost 100 G's. And they're like, it's not going to cost that. It is going to cost that much. It is. Go look at what it costs for an appendix. Go look at what it costs for some of those minor surgeries. This is not a minor surgery. Ugh. Jeez. California's insane. The best way to describe California at times is insane. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, love or hate, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can also email the program, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com, and check out ChadBensonShow.com. I got all the stuff from podcasts to listening live, streaming, doing whatever you need to do. It's all right there at ChadBensonShow.com. We'll wrap it up when we come back. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Watching some football. National College Championship games going on tonight. Alabama taking on Clemson. Alabama's driving again, up 7-0, still in the first quarter. How much exercise do you need? How much? Well, guess what? For those of you who are weekend warriors who maybe only get 1 or 2 days where you work out a week, that's good enough. That's good enough. That's right. Even people who get little exercise, far less than they recommend, have less risk than folks who don't break a sweat at all of dying. That is according to Hannah RM, a health researcher at George Washington University. Her results were published Monday in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. So what do they say you need? That's the one thing. I think that's always the thing. And again, remember this. When it comes to exercise, it's what works for you. You know you better than anything. If you think you only need 10 minutes a day and that makes you feel good and that feel and it keeps you fresh and happy, that's it. If you think you need to work out 20 hours a week and it's got to be this vigorous thing and that's what you live off of and you're obsessed with the gym, that's a you thing. But according to this, and they looked at researchers at Loughborough University in England, used surveys trained to interview adults, about 64,000 of England and Scotland from 94 to 2008. By last year, only about 8,800 had died, and they were older adults. But this is what they think, okay? Guidelines call for 150 minutes of moderate or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise each week, ideally spread out over time. So, 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, hardcore exercise is ideal. Or, you know, maybe you're looking at 5 days a week of mild walking and maybe lifting some weights or swim. That's ideal. You're doing that, you're good. I've always said you're doing something, you're better than most. Right? I mean, what was that research that came out last year? Again, every research, and you could look at a research from everything. But that research that came out last year that said people who do 1 minute of burst exercising for 10 minutes get the same kind of workout that somebody does over an hour. But burst exercising means they may run for 10 minutes, but two or three of those minutes will be dead sprints for a minute, and then they'll cool back down. So participants were grouped according to how much they exercise. Inactive, no leisure activity, 63%. Regular exercisers who meet the goals were 11%. Weekend warriors who get the regular recommended amount, but only in a session or two a week. And insufficiently active, they get less than the recommended weekly. About 22% of those people were that. Regular exercisers were 11. Weekend warriors were 4. Inactive were 63%. Wow. So essentially, 85% of people are somewhat inactive. 85. I think that's about right. I think if you were in a room with 10 people, I think it's safe to say somewhere between 7 and 9 of those people don't get regular exercise. They don't go to the gym. They don't work out. They don't play sport. They don't run. It's probably 7 to 10. I would say that. That's sad. But it's true. Man. That's good, though. I think if you work out 10 minutes a day, like 3-4 days a week, you're working out pretty good, right? 15 minutes a day, that's good. You could do that like 4 days a week, 15 minutes a day. I think you're doing okay with yourself. And you eat a little bit better, you watch. Weight will come off. I've got a new favorite television show, and don't be judgy. I saw it this weekend, and I didn't know how to take it, and I couldn't tell if it was real, but I got addicted to it. And Dan Abrams is the in-studio guest host person or whatever you... I don't even call it moderator. But it's called Live PD, and it's on A&E. And if you've not seen it, it is this... It's bizarre. It is. It's cops, but live. Like, cops have producers with them. They all have cameras. And they go out, and there's this room like a... It's like watching the election. Like, hey, we're going to go out. They've got this wall full of TVs, and they've got 100 people in there, and they'll be saying somebody in Wichita Falls, Kansas, or Texas has gotten in trouble here, and they think they're drunk drivers. Let's go live to the police officer. And they go out there, and it's live. And it's so bizarre. But we are so obsessed with reality television, and we are so obsessed with watching people get in trouble. We love to watch people get in trouble. Maybe it makes us feel good about ourselves. I don't know. But I'm it's a tripper. And then they'll play replays. Like, we were out here when this happened here, we're going to go to the replay. And then they'll go, well, ask the producer. Producer Dan's out there. Producer, what do you think's going on? Well, Jim, they pulled somebody over and they found out he had gun and marijuana in the car. And they're discussing things with him now. And then watching them give sobriety tests is hilarious. And it's so funny. I sit there like every time somebody says something, like, how many did you have? Do you know what the response, Phil, do you know what the response that everybody gives?
Two
is the response everybody gives. I had two. And it was interesting to watch, too, because a cop pulled somebody over. And the guy had had a couple drinks, but he's like, look, you're not drunk. But I would really feel uncomfortable for you driving home. But you're not inebriated enough to, for me to arrest you, because he passed all the tests. And it was, it's really weird to see, because you kind of tell, okay, I can see that. I can see where that person's not, but you could feel uncomfortable. But just to watch the interaction, if you've never seen it, it's on A&E. It's called Live PD, and it is, I don't even know what you call it. It's just interesting. It's just, they're going live to cities across the country. So weird. And we were trying to figure out, I'm like, well, don't you need to sign a release, or don't you need something? No, I guess not. I guess you don't need any of that stuff. How about don't get in trouble? How about that? You don't want to be on TV? Don't get in trouble. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text us always, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Have yourself a wunderbar night. We got a big, fun show tomorrow, because tomorrow is Taco Tuesday on the Chad Benson Show. That's where I eat tacos and tell you about how amazing they are. For Anthony, my man Phil, and the freezing cold weather out there, my name's Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.